Hi, my name is Scott Anderson, and you've reached my podcast, episode number 342. Seems like only yesterday, although it was more than 10 years ago, that I started doing this podcast. Since I started, I've also done a bunch of other changes, but I won't talk about that anymore. The big change for the blog is I talk about what episode number it is now. I was going to start them with music. I'm working on a song, but that's going to come in the future. Right now, it's not critical to me. Today, I wanted to talk a little bit about stepping back into some technology that I haven't used in a while. I recently got a LiveScribe pen. I had one for many years, and I stopped using it for a number of reasons, not the least of which was it just wasn't something that really fit with what I was doing with the Apple Pencil and you know, touch PCs and things like that. I've gotten back into using the pen a lot more. I have a remarkable tablet that I got to play with, and so I use that frequently as well. And it's just kind of something that I still like the feel of paper, and I still love the smart pen technology. Basically, what the LiveScribe pen does is it allows you to write on a piece of paper. There are dots, and it creates a grid and a matrix, and basically there's a camera inside of the pen, and it takes pictures of what you're writing, and then you know, you transport that to your PC, transport it into My Script, the application from LiveScribe, and it converts it into text. So you literally go from, you know, you literally go to having text from handwritten to text, which, you know, it's one of the things that I'm always interested in. And that got me thinking there's a broader topic as well, and that is the area of translation. I have a relationship with a company called Time Kettle. They're based out of China, but they do a great job, and they build translation earbuds. And recently they launched PC software to translate video and meetings on your PC. It works pretty well. I have to say I've been very impressed with it so far. I've only been doing translated videos. I don't have conference calls overseas anymore where somebody might be speaking another language. But, you know, I will find a place and a time where that'll pop up, and I'll give it a whirl. But the interesting thing about it is, you know, it just the world of translation is moving ever closer to Captain Kirk touching the Enterprise logo or the Federation logo on his shirt and having a universal translator that translated anything to everything. You know, it's an interesting reality of what you can do with AI. You know, AI does pattern matching and automation and allows you to begin the process of understanding things much more quickly. It is also something I'm sure that a lot of people that don't like AI are, you know, running away from. And I don't blame them. Look, the reality is if you are, you know, concerned about the reality of AI, you're going to be concerned about the reality of things like this. It allows for better communication, better structure. It allows people to connect more quickly. And for me, that's important. I traveled for many years. I used to actually carry a handheld translation device that I would literally have to use, you know, thumb typing to type in a word if I needed to ask the person a question. I remember a cab ride I had in Portugal where I actually was able to, through my broken Spanish and his broken understanding of Spanish, we were able to communicate, you know, kind of an English-Portuguese-Spanish mix. And it was interesting because he ended up taking me to a place where I was able to get what I was looking for, which was a small gift for members of my family, my father, my mother, and my wife and children. So, you know, that was kind of an interesting situation. It was very useful. Now with these translation earbuds, I don't need to do that anymore. I can understand Portuguese natively right there as I'm talking. It does bring to mind, however, the reality of the Swiss Army knife, because I have a lot of friends that say, well, I just use Google Translate. And Google Translate works really well. It's great. It does require internet. So if you're outside of the U.S., there's a risk because your phone bill's going to be very high. And a dedicated piece of hardware beats a Swiss Army knife 9 out of 10 times. You don't saw down trees with Swiss Army knives. They're very useful tools. I own one myself, love my Swiss Army knife. I have one that I bought when I was in Ireland many years ago as a kid. So Yeah, I'm a big fan of Swiss Army knives, but Swiss Army knife functionality in your phone doesn't mean it's going to ever be the best at anything. You know, your phone's not the best camera. It's probably the best cell phone, so I guess it is the best at that. But everything else it does is secondary, right? Tertiary, even beyond that, whatever goes beyond three. Never did learn that. But, you know, the reality is having a specialized, dedicated piece of hardware is a value proposition at that point, simply because you now have the ability to utilize the hardware more effectively. It can do its job well, and you don't have to worry about it. Anyway, so as we head into the brave new month of June next month, this is my last May podcast number 342. I want to thank you very much for listening, downloading this podcast, and please have a wonderful day.